Welcome to Pat Pod.
Welcome to Pat Pod.
This is the post-Oscars discussion. We have many opinions. We have many thoughts about the recent Oscars that we have all watched together as a group. Zach is not here with us today, but everyone else is. We have a special guest in his place today. May you please introduce yourself?
Hi. Do I say like?
Yes.
Like junior and everything?
No, you can just say your name.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
He will be with us today. He watched the Oscars, and we're going to start getting down to the business. Alrighty.
Yes.
So let's, before we get to everyone's favorite topic, let's talk about some of the other nominations that we want to go over. Does anyone have anything in particular they really feel strongly about?
Best actress, Olivia Colman, God bless America, and Britain, because
that was the most wholesome acceptance.
That was the best acceptance speech. Almost made me cry.
Yeah.
I adore her. She is a fantastic actress. Like, I first saw her in Broadchurch, which is like a TV show, and she was amazing in it. Mm. And I was like, yeah, she's good. And of course, she killed it in The Favorite. Like, she was fantastic.
My goodness. She did so good. Mm-hmm. That was like
The best picture for me right there.
Yeah, that was what I was hoping. She was like, I was like, wow, she deserved that, and she was like smiling from ear to ear.
She looked like a child, and it was adorable.
She did. She was so humble and so precious.
I know.
And she was just fangirling over Lady Gaga in her acceptance speech. And if that's not like real life, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lady Gaga.
Oh, we have.
Let's talk about that later. We're gonna talk about that later.
I don't know how much we can go over that.
We'll just mention it disappointingly.
She looks like a pumpkin pie. In a black umbrella.
Oh, reject Oompa Loompa. Sorry. Yeah.
One of my friends said that her spray tan made her look like a literal
They
Oscar,
both looked like...
So. Yeah, that's tragic.
Yeah.
It was...
Bradley Cooper's wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was Beyonce. He's engaged.
That whole exchange during the concert made me very uncomfortable.
We were all
someone
very
mentioned
uncomfortable.
It. It's like, I read in an article where someone was like, they deliberately used a camera backstage, zoomed in, extreme close-up on them, with the audience in the background, and it was like, that was just...
I was,
ooh.
It was too
much.
Yeah.
And then
was
in the background, you could just see his wife just chilling there going, smiling like, yeah, this is fine.
I think they did it like that because a lot of times in the movie, because I watched the movie last night, A Star is Born, it's very much that close-up scene when they're at the piano.
I think
that's why they did it.
Which I understand, but like, I feel like that was not a very tasteful choice.
Well, Lady Gaga really wanted her song to be part of the Oscars because they were thinking about taking it out. And leaving the other two songs in.
Really?
Yeah, because you know, they were going to take out the categories. They were going to take out certain things. The Oscars, I don't know who's managing them. They're not doing themselves a favor. They're losing more viewership with these bad decisions.
It's cringy.
Yes.
It's always been cringy.
Well, yeah, but this year just
like,
sent,
it
sent
got sent. Really bad
like,
this
when
year.
They did The Favorite, and it was those two people, don't know who it was, and
Melissa
she was
McCarthy?
All in those.
Melissa McCarthy and some dude.
And her rabbit.
Oh, my God. Please move on.
And then, like, the 30 seconds of her trying to open it, where it was like, ha, 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 this is a funny bit. Look at me. I can't open things because I got rabbits for hands.
She looked like a Victorian
like,
Cruella.
We also talk about how Absolutely. Nobody could open any of the envelopes.
One of them opened it upside down, and I was like, oh, honey. That's not how it
is. At least they didn't read off the wrong category this
year. Yeah, we didn't have any Steve Harvey.
Yeah. That's still funny, though.
Spike Lee,
Waluigi.
Oh, my God.
Looks like Waluigi. I think a lot of people, when they announced that Green Book got Best Picture, I think a lot of people thought that was a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people were, like, waiting for the actual, like, okay. Because
that came out of nowhere, honestly.
They didn't win. Did they win anything?
Mahershala Ali
won something.
Yeah.
And then there was one
Best Supporting Actor, that's right.
Technical. It just blew my mind. It's like,
yeah, it was
wow.
Really like,
this is
JP and I were like, okay, Favorite, please.
We holding each
Roma.
Other's hands.
Yeah, and we were like,
we'll take
Roma
or
the
favorite.
But then they just
then
went out
Green
of
Book.
Left field, and they were like,
Green
surprise
Book.
Answer, Green Book. And we're like,
at that
what?
Point, I thought, I'm asleep, aren't I?
Yeah.
Like I fell asleep during the Oscars.
Yeah, I've got my face in a bowl of popcorn, and this isn't.
Yep. I was on Twitter afterwards, and I did not see a single person that was happy for Green Book. Not one person.
No.
Mm. Everyone was
like,
so
I wish
bad.
You know, judges are just sitting there like, we messed up.
Yeah, we done messed
we,
up.
We
no
done,
one feels the same way.
We done did it.
But
I don't know if anyone else realized this, but I was sitting there, and I was like, y'all, if Black Panther wins, this Pat Pot is just us going to be sitting here going, well, we messed up.
I would laugh so hard.
I
would
have rather had Black Panther than Green Book.
Honestly,
like,
this would be ironic.
As we're so,
I would clap. I would scream and shout right then and there.
Like,
you did, but
it
was not a good
look.
Thing.
As much as I love Black Panther, I wasn't expecting it to win Best Picture at all. I knew that was just fan service. But
exactly.
It was. And
that was
the
joke. joke of us.
A little part of me was hoping.
Yeah, like every episode was just, anyways, Black Panther doesn't deserve it. Back to the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if it had won, we'd be here going, wow,
well, I guess, it
guess we
didn't.
Should. Yikes.
Oscars, but no, what are you anymore?
Yeah, yeah, Oscars, it literally was... Black Panther was nominated, and I can't remember what the other what other movie.
Black Klansman, Roma, Star is Born, The Favorite, Green Book. Mm-hmm. This is 8 films, so what was the
Vice? Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm. I think Black Panther and Bohemian Rhapsody were nominated because of the cultural relevance, and they were really popular films that were kind of easy to get in with the general audience.
Mm-hmm. I think it was because they canceled the popular film category. I think it's because they took that out.
Oh, that was... Oh, yeah.
But I was that proud existed, that...
Rami.
Yeah, I'm really proud that he won. I think he deserved Rami Best Actor. Like, I think that was super
cool. Bohemian Rhapsody was a
Who won Best Actor? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He deserved it, because he did...
That speech, though.
He was...
And then he fell off the stage.
Yeah.
He did?
He fell off the stage?
He fell off the stage after the speech, and they had paramedics come get him, even though he was fine. I think he just, like, tripped or something, and they had paramedics for him.
I mean, I would be jelly if I won...
Famous
Actor, it hurts. I mean, my legs would be if I won Best Actor.
Yeah, I'd be like in a wheelchair, just please hand me my Oscar.
This is a great moment. Oscar. I would be
like
Olivia.
Before, like, what if someone fell with their Oscar? That'd be the funniest thing.
Honestly,
but
Chris
anyways,
Evans
I think that was just like a big thing for like cultural representation because he's Egyptian, so like gang,
which was awesome. That was so awesome.
But that was great.
Awesome.
I was very, and he also he played his character well.
Yeah,
so I think it was a suitable thing.
What were the Oscars about? Music and
Best Soundtrack, Best Original Song.
Sound mixing and sound editing.
Who won Best Original Song?
Shallow.
Who won Star Is Born?
What about Best Original Soundtrack?
It was Black Panther, right?
Yeah, Black Panther.
It was Black Panther. It was
Ludwig.
Yeah, it was like the really white guy that went up and they were like...
Yeah, most
that was
funny.
Really funny.
Also, I find it, I think the main thing, going back to Green Book, I think the main thing people were angry about, based on what I saw on Twitter, was that, so they announced Best Picture Green Book, everyone that went on stage was white, except for Octavia Spencer. She was the only, like, person of color on that stage.
I think there was, like, 3 people.
Wait, was
Mahershala
Ali?
No, there was Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, it was a
sea of white men.
Yeah.
No, not even just white men, like, all, like, who, like, I guess, like, wrote it and, like, everything, and then, like... Octavia Spencer and Martian Cabernet's name. Yeah. And they were just chilling.
So that's what fueled the...
That's a lot of people
the fire?
Were angry about. Well, a lot of
Your
people
glass.
Were mad because
I know.
It wasn't, like,
Your
apparently
glass.
The
I'm just...
actual, like, story... Apparently the actual story, like, of Green Book is not accurate to what actually happened.
Yeah.
And, like the family of, like, the family of the actual, like, musician that Green Book is about has been, like, really, like, upset. And they've, like, talked about how,
that's
like, this is not,
there,
like,
there's
accurate
also some
at all.
Shade with the
it
director,
probably,
too.
It probably only won because of Octavia Spencer.
Because she's fantastic.
She is
anything
fantastic.
She's in,
I love her.
Good.
Yes.
She's fantastic. She deserves the world. But Green Book didn't deserve her.
Green Book, yeah, that was just...
Sometimes you can have a really good actor do a really good role in a movie, but
yes.
The movie
so
itself
yes.
is
yes.
very...
You can have the best actors.
I mean, look at Joaquin Phoenix. He's on a roll, but he's not in the best films.
Also, that's exactly what happened with Suicide Squad. Like, they had fantastic actors in that movie, and the movie was garbage.
If you don't give your actors anything to work with, then how are they going to work with it?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know a single movie where it was like, you have amazing actors who are given terrible material to work with, and they're like, we'll make this great.
The actors can carry it only so far.
Yeah, I just...
Octavia Spencer
just
definitely
think...
is, like, a lucky touch, though, because Shape of Water won a lot.
True.
And that movie was so awkward. Like, it was almost, like, unbearably
I didn't
bad.
I have
think
no
it was super
clue
awkward.
What
I didn't like
why do you guys
was...
hate the Shape of Water so much?
I'm
besides
sorry.
The Fishman!
The Seattle.
I
liked it. I don't think
weird.
It should have won, but I liked it for
okay.
what it was because it represented the times, like, oh, yes, back in those days, it was great. If you were a white male... in those times, and it just it reflected that, and I thought that was very, very good. And you know, it's a fantasy beauty, it's a mature fantasy.
I went into it expecting it to be a Hellboy prequel. Thank you. I was expecting it to be a Hellboy prequel because it's like the same character design as Abe Sapien and it's the same director. And I hadn't seen any of the trailers, and then I was just like, oh my god.
Wow, you
must
have been
really
I'm
a big
fan
of the theater. I was
in the
theater with my mother. It was horrible.
I am a big fan of The Creature from the Black Lagoon, and that.
Oh, yes, that's a great movie.
That movie is a love letter to that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Is The Creature Gets the Girl.
But, like, it's just like, I don't get why. Why did. What's his name? Green Book? Why? Like when you well, have we're gonna something have to like watch a favorite. It. I know. But when you have something like a favorite who has good soundtrack, good acting, good you know directing. Cinematography, directing, mm-hmm. all Story. These good things, yeah. and you choose the Green Book.
Oftentimes, like, the movie that wins Best Feature also has, like, a lot of other Oscars in all the other categories.
And the Green Book won one.
I think it had, like, 3 nominations with Best Picture, but the favorite had 10.
Good for them.
Yorgos Lanthimos should have won that Best God. Director. He should have won Best Director.
Who won? Was it Weiss?
It was the director from Roma.
I think it was Roma.
Roma. Oh, yeah, Roma. Roma got Best Roma International Picture.
It did look
good. And Best Cinematography.
Best Cinematography, mm-hmm. Best Director. And I was like, wow, Roma's just raking in it right now.
Yeah,
it
really.
Cinematography for Roma was wonderful, watch. Though, because it was it like was. A long video.
I'm surprised it didn't win like Best Audio, because the audio in that movie was crisp.
What got Best Sound Editing?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Made sense.
They also got just Best Editing overall, and a lot of people were so angry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
JP pulled up a whole video is wrong.
Also, the favorite had, like pretty good editing, I think.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Black Klansman had some substantial editing.
Yeah, Black Klansman deserves Best Editing.
I would have put
editing.
It as Best Editing.
I think that
really
one.
To change your mind.
Especially
you're
when
right.
It's more stylistic in Black Klansman.
Like, Black Power, White Power.
And going back and forth and how they're both extreme.
Tell me that didn't.
I literally.
Make it
I remember us all amazing. Discussing when we talked about Black Klansman. I remember us all saying that it deserved best editing.
Yeah, it was a unanimous. Bohemian
Rhapsody. Also, Spike Lee's speech.
He's also Waluigi.
I love.
I love
they cut to him just sitting in the audience and he had like the,
he's the
peace hate yeah. on his. And
he was
like,
the most flamboyant person in the entire audience.
He jumped into Samuel L. Jackson's arms like Scooby Doo.
That was so funny.
That was the highlight of my day. It was fantastic.
I mean, Waluigi. So
Samuel Jackson
and jumped on him. Yeah.
The like outfits were pretty.
Most of the girls because.
Well, yeah.
I mean, how much can you do for a guy?
John Mulaney's suit was beautiful. It was so good.
That was
also, I've said it before and I'll say it again. John Mulaney and Awkwafina should have like hosted the whole Oscars. It would have been great.
Yes, yeah,
but I don't think they were good together. It was too much.
It felt very forced and awkward.
Yeah, they're two different people.
If they had written it, it would have been actually funny.
Oh, yes.
But they were just reading other
people's written words. John Mulaney for.
Oh yeah, that was really awkward.
It was so awkward.
Yeah, that was. It was very wooden. It didn't feel really.
Was Tina Fey's and Maya Rudolph's. Bit pre-written or did they write that? It felt like
I just
want to
think
them,
that it's all just.
Feel on brand for them,
I just want to think
that
it's
weird.
All method. I mean, not method. Just what is it? Like on the spot, they just came up.
Improv.
Speaking of method, Christian Bale, Vice. Seeing the clips play on the screen of him as Dick Cheney with like. Just
pound,
thick,
30 pounds.
And then look at him in the
stable.
Audience, and
it's
he's
so
like a
tiny.
Twig with a beard. And I just go, how is that man up there?
He's pretty much done with transforming his body. He's done it so many times.
Yeah, he's going to chill out. Yeah. For his own.
He's
like,
done
health?
It for Psycho. He's done it for The Mechanic.
He did.
Batman. Oh, Mechanic. Did you saw?
Where he's like a twig.
Oh,
basically.
My goodness. He was on the verge of death.
He was under 120 pounds.
He
his
ate nothing but water and a can of tuna every day.
No, it was apple. Coffee and then tuna. That was his diet for the whole movie.
Yeah.
For how long?
For long as they were shooting.
You just need to look at it.
Didn't Chris Hemsworth do something similar for like a Moby Dick movie that came out recently?
I like apples.
I don't know.
I think.
But
I feel
no,
like that.
No, he was very anorexic.
I want to be a skinny
legend.
Yeah,
he was like this.
That's a dangerous skinny legend.
Yeah.
That's a
dangerous
too skinny legend.
That's a
you can
stiff breeze breaks you kind of like literally.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know, he's really good at that.
Yeah, I just. Did Vice win anything?
It won Best Makeup, which
I think it deserved.
That was
there was no other.
Their makeup
like
was body transformation.
I mean, apparently in Green Book, Mahershala Ali was wearing some old age. But
well, nothing compared to Vice. Vice was really good for that. Element.
The editing. It's a bit
like
of a mess.
Vice. I'm gonna be real. Did not like.
I did not. It's kind of a mess.
Yeah. Only if Zach were here to talk about it.
He'd cry. Sorry, that was so rude.
Yeah,
can we
just
get
like
that out,
he
please?
Would weep.
But I can't really. Vice, I didn't really remember it winning any awards. I forgot that it won Best Makeup.
I think that was it.
I actually think
they
that was
talked
it,
about it way too much.
Who was
like,
best
they
actor?
Mentioned it a good
best
actor.
Time.
Was the guy
right.
from Green Book.
You talked about that.
I'm
you
sorry.
Were the one that brought
I
it up.
Had a
it's a very aggressive film.
Yeah, it seems
it's a very aggressive, cathartic. Yeah, yeah, it's very cathartic, very aggressive.
But I mean, I watched best, what was it? German, best supporting so. Actor?
The girl from that. Well, you know
actress.
This movie.
That's actress, but best actress? Actor.
Oh, actor, sorry.
That was if she lived on Bell Street or whatever.
Oh, if Bell Street could talk. That was a great movie.
I haven't seen it, but she is a fantastic actress, so I have no doubt she did an amazing job.
I saw it on my birthday, and she won the Golden Globe, but she was like part of a sitcom in the 80s, and it was wonderful. I love Regina King. She's amazing.
She's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. And when she was going up on stage, Chris Evans, the Captain America, like helped her get on stage. Love that man. He is a real-life Captain America.
How him and J-Lo together, that was just like a power move.
That was good. That was powerful. That was very powerful.
Yeah.
So do we have any...
There was a lot of filler.
There was a lot of filler.
No need.
Well, how do you think they're going to get to 3 hours?
Exactly. Dude?
Well, that's why they were thinking about, hey, we should cut cinematography. Yeah.
I would fight them
That's
myself.
Why they were thinking about, hey, we should cut the time, because it's over, 3 hours. People want to go to sleep. Let's do cinematography. Take that out.
Cut some of their stupid, jokes. So, we could have cut
honestly, the jokes. If we cut it comes to a grinding halt.
Stuff up with her rabbit gloves, we would have
That took 3 minutes.
She was burning up in that costume. I said, is it really worth it? Was that really worth the joke?
Is it really worth the 40 stuffed animals you're dragging behind?
Who made that costume for you?
Just have one rabbit.
That person deserves an award.
And make it a live rabbit.
Victorian Cruella de Vil, but with rabbits.
Yes, exactly.
Melissa McCarthy.
It was definitely like a reference to the favorite.
Also,
the one that was presenting the favorite, right?
Yeah. But also,
makes sense.
I feel like they gave a little too much speech time for the technical awards. I'm one of the techies at school, but even then, there's only so much you can talk about, but they went on forever. They cut the lights off on one person. They cut off someone's mic.
I felt so bad. Yeah, I remember they cut off. They played the music so loud you couldn't hear it anymore. Yeah.
Which one was that for?
I don't know. One of the technical awards. They were praising everybody.
I think the only woman that didn't go over was the costumer for Black Panther.
Yes, I loved her. And there was one more person it was a group of people. I think it may have been. Whoever won, I don't know. They won something. But it was a big group of people on stage, and they were thanking a lot of people. Yeah. And they were trying to thank Carrie Fisher, and they cut off the mic right before they said Carrie Fisher. And I wanted to cry. Princess Leia?
Yeah, they were trying to say thank you to her icon, her being
so iconic.
It's kind of a mess.
Fantastic.
I noticed some people got a lot of speech time, and some people were just cut short. Somebody was giving a speech. I think it was Olivia. Right?
Yeah.
They were signaling her.
And she was like, oh.
To cut the mic off Olivia would be the most grievous sin of all.
Cut the mic off Olivia is cutting the heart out of the Oscars.
So the people that were announcing, okay, she's sweet. We'll tell her, hey, you got some time.
Yeah.
Good. And she saves the world.
Yeah, she literally... And it was you
she's
can't
so
tell me what
cute.
To do.
She's so adorable. Precious.
That was honestly the highlight of the entire thing.
Yeah, that was the only thing I was really yeah.
Yeah, I was cheering her on the whole
Yorgos was even crying.
Yorgos was crying, and I was this was everyone's yes moment. Yeah. Everyone was proud of it. But Green Book?
The rest of the Oscars sucks.
Spider-Verse, though.
If Spider-Verse best animated,
yes,
it
absolutely deserved that, 100%.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but I know it did.
It was the first time in 11 years that Disney didn't win it.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Into the Spider-Verse is way better than Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yes, absolutely.
It was good, but you're forgetting Isle of Dogs.
I liked it, but I love Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson is great, and Isle of Dogs is good, but Into the Spider-Verse was a lot more
I know. I didn't care which one won. I think they're both good.
JP's mind the whole time was just the favorite.
Yeah, it was either Olivia, anytime anyone favorite. Mentioned the Isle of Dogs, he was like, yes. And then as soon as the favorite came on, it was like a light switch.
He'd be like, the favorite.
I'm sorry, I get giddy.
You get. Yeah,
it was
you
a
were
fun
very,
time.
It was a good time.
We
had
up,
a good time. We made it.
It
we made
time.
It interesting.
Yeah.
it ended with me, JP, and Peyton.
Yelling at a TV. And
saying what?
She yelled for 10 minutes for that Green Book.
So we just yelled the whole time.
Did you sleep?
Yeah, that's very true. We were very loud the whole time.
I did sleep.
I was I was sitting there and I was wow, my voice is going to be gone when I go
I thought
home.
That too.
Yeah, that's tragic.
We were all yelling and laughing.
Yeah, my phone was only halfway turned up when I saw Shinoa's Snapchat story, which you recorded it, and I was wow, they are mad.
Oh yeah, I have live video of everyone's reaction.
Oh.
Oh.
So, do we have any final thoughts about the Oscars? Or do we just feel it was a hot garbage fire?
Whack. Do you guys want to talk about Bao? Or should we just, like, leave that alone?
Oh, Bao. Bao was precious. I didn't see it.
Oh, well, that was the one that was the best.
She ate her dumpling baby. She, like, made a dumpling baby and then she ate it.
Oh, that. It was, like, representative. It was, like, a thing.
It was representing her son.
Oh, that documentary. That was, like...
Did she eat her son?
No.
Oh, here comes...
She was reminiscing of the time of, like, when her son was growing up and stuff. And that was represented in the little dumpling thing or whatever, and how like she just wanted to keep him to herself, and that's why she ate him. But in reality, he actually left.
Yeah, spoiled it for me.
I understood kind of how, like, that like vaguely, but I was still like,
I never seen it.
Not very well executed. Like, I mean, it was cute, but I was like watching Incredibles 2, and there was like a 3-year-old next to me that was crying. She's like, why did she eat her baby?
I like it. I don't know. I thought it was a good message.
We also mentioned how like,
I was like, dang, that's deep. I like that.
A lot of the people... Oh, sorry. No, you talk about
that. I was just going to say, also, can we talk about the documentary that one was about it? The menstrual cycle?
Yeah, apparently it's
the short doc was about
it. Was like
I was so tuned out, and I think that's when y'all woke me up from my small little nap.
Well, when she said something.
And she went, menstrual cycle!
And you said, huh?
What?
Yeah, you just woke me up.
That kind of just like, wow.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that was a pretty good speech. I like that.
So, any final thoughts, kiddos?
I think this Oscar for this year was really boring compared to last year.
It was fun to make fun of.
Our banter was fun.
Yeah. If I was watching it at home alone,
I was like, I'm going to fall asleep.
But
sitting there watching it with the group was good. That made it fun. Ordering pizza, yelling at the screen, making fun of people.
Do it next year.
Eating, feeding a dog too much popcorn.
Yeah. Luckily, he's still alive.
Luckily. That's all for today.
I think
in conclusion, next year the Oscars is probably still gonna suck, so watch it with friends and that'll make it better.
Oscars party. Whack Pat Pod fresh.
This is gonna go.
Alrighty, thank y'all for tuning into this week's Pat Pod. We're going to take a quick break for the next week, and then we'll come back and we'll break away from our little Oscar theme, but we'll still be doing arts and entertainment. Thank y'all for listening. Pat Pod on three.
One, two,
three.
Pat Pod!